Welcome to the E-Commerce Lab by eComsy. This is the place for everything related to Amazon private label and e-commerce. Learn exactly what you need to start or scale your business. Get insights from the top industry experts who will discuss the latest trends and best practices in the world of Amazon. From choosing products and sourcing from a supplier to setting up your Amazon account and marketing your business, you will hear it here. Let's get started. Here is your host, Vincenzo Toscano.
Hello guys, here Vincenzo from eComsy, and today I wanted to do another video. This tutorial is something that people have been asking me for a while now in terms of, you know, how do you make sure you find the top keywords to optimize your listing? I know in the past we have reviewed that, but we haven't really gone in depth in terms of how to do the whole walkthrough in terms of finding the keywords all the way to actually implementing the keywords within the listing. So today I'm going to do a full walkthrough in terms of how you select product to find those keywords. What are some of the considerations you should be taking in place to make sure you filter the best keywords for your listing, and then to make sure that we end up with the most optimal listing, which at the end of the day, the most important thing when it comes to optimizing the exposure of your listing on Amazon from an organic point of view. Because if you don't have the right keywords on your title, on your bullet points, description, so on, that's definitely going to affect significantly the exposure that you get. So today I'm going to do a full A to Z walkthrough. And of course, any questions, anything that you want me to then build more in depth with the upcoming videos, feel free to leave that in the comments below. So as you guys can see here, I'm already within Seller Sprite. So the goal here now is to, first of all, explain the tools that we're going to be using and how we're going to use those tools to effectively find the keywords, validate the keywords, and then add them within our list. So here I'm using the reverse async tool from Seller Sprite. Now, usually what I like to do is start with Amazon. For the purpose of this tutorial, I'm using this product, this vitamin C. And now what I'm going to try to do is effectively reverse async the keywords that are the most important for effectively adding to my listing, because they have the biggest search volume, because I know for a fact this is where my competition is ranking organically, and therefore that's what revenue is. So how do we get started? The first thing, we're going to find a product that really resembles the closest possible product. In this case, this vitamin C, I'm assuming, you know, for this example, that this vitamin C, based on the strength of the vitamin C, the count, all the different formulations is aligned with my product. Therefore, it's a good representation of what I'm going to be selling, and therefore representing the same scenario I'm going to be targeting. So once we are within the listing, what we're going to do is we're going to open Seller Sprite, right? Once we open Seller Sprite, we're going to let the software load, but essentially we're going to try to find which are the products that are the most similar to a product. And you're going to find that within a product research. Okay. Now, you may ask yourself why we don't do only reverse async on the product itself. The reason why I don't like to do reverse async only on the product I'm seeing on the screen is because I like validation. I want to make sure that my keywords are consistent across multiple types of ASINs. In this case, the more consistent the behavior that keyword is across multiple products, the better is going to be the outcome in terms of the optimization I'm going to do. So therefore, we're going to go to Pro Research. And within Pro Research, we're going to have the option to select effectively multiple products. Now, going back to the selection of these products, usually I like to keep it for around 10 products. You're going to see how Seller Sprite effectively is already breaking that down for you. So usually we're going to start selecting the ones ranked from highest to lowest. Now, usually what you're going to see is that the way Seller Sprite and essentially order this is based on relevancy. However, I still recommend you go one by one and check them, because sometimes you might find that some pros, because specific could be, for example, a certificate that you don't have, specific claims, specific ingredients, specific even count on the bottle that doesn't really 100% represent what you're selling, could skew effectively the keywords you can go for. So I'm going to assume that the top 10 here are the ones to go, but make sure you take that in consideration what I just mentioned. So here I'm going to select the top 10 products. And once you select the top 10 products, you're going to effectively here at the bottom, click reverse essence. Okay. Now, once you click that, what is going to happen is this is going to open effectively the page, which is going to ask you, you want to analyze all the variations or effectively only on the exact ASINs enter. Usually I like to focus on all the variations because all the variations usually going to give you the biggest ramifications which keywords to go for. Once I have that, I'm going to end up with something like this. Okay. So here we can see how we have effectively the top 10 ASINs. We had the last 30 days. Now, these last 30 days, I can expand it as much as possible. And I usually like to take in consideration seasonality. Now, this I'm going to leave that for another video because seasonality itself is a huge topic. But I'm assuming that the sales for vitamin C are consistent across the year. But if you know for a fact your product sells more, for example, in Q1 compared to Q3 or vice versa, you want to make sure you take those things into consideration and also have enough time ahead to prepare for that launch to make sure seasonality doesn't effectively affect your launch. Now, assuming that's already the case here and the product is selling the same across the year, we're going to come down to the filters, right? And before somebody asks in the comments, I'm going to make sure that when it comes to the count of ASINs, you can do up to 20. I did 10 for optimization of time, but if you want to go much more in detail and you have 20 products that are very significant, go for 20. I always try to also keep it very intentional when I select my ASINs. Very important. A big mistake is trying to fill these 20 with as many ASINs as possible. Sometimes we just end up filling this with ASINs that are not relevant just for the sake of reaching 20. So only do 20 if you know for a fact 20 are the essentially relevant ASINs. Now, going back to the filters, here's where the magic is going to happen. If we don't really use this filter, and I'm going to show you, we're going to see how the results are going to be a lot of keywords. In fact, here, we can see how we have 3,000 plus keywords. That's too many. So now, how do we effectively filter that down to the keywords that matters? The first one is the monthly searches. Usually, I want to focus on keywords that have at least 500 search volume. As soon as I put that, you're going to see how the search is going to drop to 2,000. That's already a significant drop. Now, the other thing that you also want to take in consideration is the purchase time of products after searching for this keyword. So effectively is how many times a customer has searched for this keyword, and then how many times they have bought the product, right? So why this is important? Because it's intention behind the keyword, because sometimes you might have keywords that are only for discovery phase or window shopping, and that is going to burn significantly your PPC budget. So here another thing that I like to do is effectively understanding, how many times people after searching for this keyword will end up buying. And then, of course, usually in this example, this is a supplement, right? So that's another thing you want to take in consideration. You might play with the frequency because sometimes you want to have minimum 2 purchases, 3 purchases, given that vitamin C you buy multiple times. Now, this is something I will split test, of course, because as you can see, if I put 2 times, I don't have significant drops. So you need to play and see how many times realistically somebody could buy a vitamin C. And then this comes down to the nature of the product. Okay. So for the simplicity of, in this case, the research, I'm leaving this empty, but this can be something very powerful for filtering keywords. Now, when it comes to other filters that I love to use is related ASINs. This is how many times effectively the keyword is consistent across all ASINs and reverse ASINs, which is the whole purpose why we're doing reverse ASINs across multiple ASINs, right? In this case, for example, I usually like to use a minimum of 3. That means 3 out of the 11 ASINs I'm researching have a consistent targeting on the keyword and indexation for the keyword. And you can see how from 2,000, we dropped to 200. That means now these are really top keywords to go for, because if only these are consistent across 3 products or more, that means most likely where most sales are coming from. And then, of course, the other things you want to then explore are all the ones in terms of conversion rate. Conversion share is something that I actually like to use a lot, because conversion share, as you can see, effectively tells you, you know, what is the distribution of conversion among the top three agents. Now you might ask yourself, why that's important? Because if the conversion share among the top three agents is more than 40-50%, that usually means it's a monopoly. In fact, you're not gonna see if I said to Sales Pride, okay, find me keywords where the conversion share is max 40%. That means I don't want keywords where three guys are controlling all the searches, because that means it's a monopoly. You're gonna see how effectively I'm gonna go from 200 to 146, right? So now, once I have all these keywords, the other thing you also wanna do is then, of course, start cleaning the list. Now, for the other filters, you can play around and make it as suitable as possible towards your needs. Again, there are so many ways that you can combine these filters, but the ones I like the monthly searches, the purchases, the conversion share, the related ASINs, and then of course you can play around with other ones as click share and also the anything that has to do with brand analytics, search frequency around, which can be also very powerful. Now, once we have the final list, you're gonna come and essentially you have to export this to our listing builder. When it comes to listing builder, usually there's a couple of ways you can do this. You can export this as a file, but the one I like the most is selecting this, and then you're gonna add to list. And here I already had two lists created for the example of the tutorial. So what I'm gonna do is select these two lists and folder, and I'm gonna click submit. Now, once we have done this, we can assume we have done a keyword research. Now we have to proceed to optimize effectively the listing, start writing the copy. So now, once we have the list done, we're gonna move into a listing builder. Now, the nice thing of the listing builder is that you can export the listing from Amazon, right? So in this case, I already have the ASIN of the vitamin C, and I have already exported the title, bullet points, description. Now, of course, I need to bring the keywords, right? And that's where we're gonna go effectively start a keyword analysis. And we need to also then import all our keywords from the list. Now, what I usually like to do when it comes to this list is you wanna keep as simple as possible in terms of length, right? So what I mean by that is, let's bring the list to the bank. Is here, for example, I had 300 plus keywords. So again, for the purpose of this video, I'm trying to keep it simple in terms of the refinement. But usually if I go back to my list of keywords, I will also clear any phrase that very generic, brand terms and everything. You should wanna keep the list of keywords of around 100 to 200 max. Because if you don't, what is gonna happen, you're gonna have too many keywords, as you can see here, it's gonna be very difficult for you to clear all of them. But assuming that we have done the cleanup and we have all the must-have keywords, you can already see how SalesRite does an amazing job in telling you which keywords to go for based on search volume, also the phrases. And the thing I like as well is it tells you where the hitting is happening in terms of those keywords, in the title, in the bullet point, in the description, search terms. Now, something you're gonna have to do is, of course, write the title, write the bullet point, write the description. And you have two options. Either you can have a professional copywriter to do it for you, which is usually my advice, or you can use AI, right? And AI is gonna help you do things in bulk very fast. And I'm gonna show you an example. Here is the title. And let's say I wanna optimize it, right? So what we're gonna do, okay, is effectively we're gonna first of all see the keywords that we want to add, right? So let's say I also want to add all these keywords that are in here, right? Keywords that we haven't been able to use. Is once we have those keywords, we also need to make sure to essentially give to the AI the information of the what the product is gonna be, right? So in this case, I have product characteristics. I'm gonna keep it very simple: vitamin C, target audience, young people, just as an example. And then I can click generate with AI. So now what the AI is gonna do is gonna have a look at all the keywords that should be on the title, bullet points, and the description. And it's gonna give you a essential recommendation of, you know, everything from A to Z. Now, again, you can be much more specific in terms of which words and characters to avoid, the target audience, characteristics. You can go in there when it comes to formulation and everything that Pro brings to the table. But what I want to do with this video is just essentially show you the steps, how easy it is to come up with a product listing in terms of title, bullet points, and everything, and make it very easy for you to effectively find the best keywords for your product, validate them with the reverse async, as I already explained, and then bring those keywords to the listing builder, which is going to allow you to find all the words and phrases that you have to use based on the relevancy, and then based on effectively the optimization that you're going to go for, make sure that's implemented in terms of making sure you can optimize it as efficient as possible. Now, what you're going to find once the AI is over is going to start giving you some already pre-build up in terms of title, bullet points, and description. However, my recommendation is once the AI gives you the heavy listing, usually, as I say, either complete it with a copywriter or effectively just keep iterating with that. Because what you're going to find with the AI is the more information you put in here, the better it gets. So it's a matter of effectively just keep back and forth until you see you cover the whole bank of keywords and phrases. So that's everything from me. Hopefully this made everything very clear in terms of how you can subscribe to optimize in terms of finding the best keywords, validate them, and bring it to a listing builder to come up with the best listing for your Amazon product. So leave any questions and comment below. As I say, I'm going to be making many more tutorials in terms of how to play further with the filters, make it even more advanced, and make sure I go more in depth with the remaining of the tools when it comes to Sellersprite. Anything specific you want me to cover, leave it below, and see you on the next one. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to The E-Commerce Lab by Ecomsy. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. While you are at it, we would appreciate it if you could leave an honest rating and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. That will make it easier for others to find out about the show and benefit from it. Want more? Visit our website at www.ecomsy.com, where you can get your first consultation for free. Or find us on Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn at ecomsy.